This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Jan Dhan Account, a Revolution in Banking Sector. The participants are A.K. Bhattacharya, Economic Analyst, and Lalima Anija Dank, Anchor.
The Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana has come a long way since its inception on the 15th of August 2014 when the Honorable Prime Minister announced it from the ramparts of Red Fort. It is now supposed to be world's largest financial inclusion scheme. It is indeed daunting considering the logistics. As on 28th of August, we had had about 50 crore accounts. For more on this, we have with us economic analyst Mr. A.K. Bhattacharya. Sir, welcome to Akashvani Studios.
Well, thank you for having me here.
So when it was started, I'm talking about the Jan Dhan scheme, Jan Dhan Yojana. When it was started, it was supposed to be a zero balance account, and it sounded very innocuous at that time, considering the fact that people had to run around to open accounts, and we never thought that it could be a game changer, and now the banks are coming to Aam Aadmi, so to speak, the common man, to open accounts. It has been a game changer. How would you explain that?
Well, I think it has been a game changer. There is no doubt about it. But along the way, quite a few things happened to make it a game changer. What you saw at the time of the launch of Jan Dhan account was also a government initiative to encourage the use of mobile phones, ordinary mobile phones, and make them compatible with conducting banking transactions. And at the same time, the Aadhaar network was used to identify as well as validate your transactions. Now, when you saw this Jan Dhan accounts, mobile phone as an instrument for making those transactions, financial transactions, and third, is using an Aadhaar-based identity check system, you saw what is called a JAM Trinity, Jan Dhan, Aadhaar, and mobile.
Right.
Now, is this JAM Trinity that contributed to the popularity of Jan Dhan accounts, because people realized that it is not just a zero balance account, but it is also an instrument by which you can receive the government benefits in your account. Mm-hmm. Now, the Aadhaar link direct benefit transfer scheme became easier to transfer the money to these accounts. So gradually, individuals realized that to have a Jan Dhan account makes life easier for you to receive government subsidies, pension payments, or even the Pradhan Mantri Kisan money for the farmers.
Right.
And it's all happening through that combination of zero balance Jan Dhan account, mobile phone, and Aadhaar identity. So what you are seeing is that this financial inclusion is actually inclusion of a different type, where we don't focusing on financial access, but we are rather focused more on whether that account becomes an instrument for delivery of services and charge of your responsibilities. Now, seeing the popularity of these Jan Dhan accounts, you have seen how initially the public sector banks were opening the accounts, discarding their earlier reluctance to open accounts in the banking system. So they were actually told to open more accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And gradually when the private sector banks saw that there is merit in this market, because it is giving them the access to a new market.
Right.
And because this is a market which is not a market without money, please remember that out of those 500 million bank accounts, almost 2 trillion rupees deposits are kept, and the average balance in these accounts is around 4,000 rupees.
Hmm.
So it is not a small segment that can be ignored by the banking system. So today, it is not just benefiting the people in a certain economic stratum, but also the banking sector is quite enthused about opening these accounts because it helps them grow and deepen their market.
Right. So in a way, we kind of converted a huge population into an asset. And it seems like a win-win for both the common people and the banking sector.
Yeah. You know, what is happening is right now, if you look at the composition of these bank accounts, it's very interesting to see that, you know, almost 2/3 of these accounts are open in rural and semi-urban areas. Now, these are not the urban bank accounts that we're talking about. So it is only 1/3 of these accounts, of these 500 million accounts that you talked about, have been opened in the urban areas. The remaining 2/3 of the accounts are all in rural and semi-urban areas. So the geographical spread is very much indicative of a kind of financial inclusion that we were aspiring for. That is number one. Number two, almost 56% of these accounts belong to women.
Absolutely.
Now, that means that is something which is larger than the 30% labor participation rate for women. So, which means more women who may not be in the labor force, they are also opening accounts because they realize that it is an important platform to be in to receive money and make transactions. And final point I would like to make that this Janadhan accounts are not just about accounts and receiving direct benefit transfers from the government, but also about getting RuPay cards. Now, these RuPay cards are modern plastic cards. Earlier, the economic bifurcation in a society used to be whether you can flash out a plastic card from your pocket and make a transaction. Now, suddenly you realize that a man with a Janadhan account can also have a RuPay card, and he can use that RuPay card for making a transaction with the kind of ease that plastic money can provide. So right now, almost 340 million of these accounts are given with a RuPay card. So in other words, almost 70% of the Janadhan accounts have the benefit of a RuPay card, which gives them tremendous ease, tremendous access in terms of making transactions, buying things, or even at times subscribing to any services. Mm-hmm. So I think there are many benefits of the Janadhan accounts.
Yeah, considering the fact that it would have certainly led to the empowerment of the women in the setup. As you said, 56% of women are involved in the Janadhan accounts. Apart from that, we can also say that it has improved governance because direct bank transfer would mean that there is transparency and there are no middlemen involved, and the government has saved a huge amount of exchequer's money which would have otherwise gone through leakages. That also is an added benefit.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are no two opinions about it. What used to happen is that the benefits, financial benefits in particular, intended for a certain beneficiary would either be transferred not in its entirety because there will be many costs associated in the manner in which it was to be disbursed. And second is that it was not always sure that the beneficiary himself or herself is receiving that money. Now, the Janadhan accounts linked to direct benefit transfer schemes and with the RuPay card is now made sure that the money that the government intends to transfer not only goes in its entirety, which means without any leakage, but also goes to the person it is intended for. So one, there is no leakage, and number two, that there is no misdirected or misled benefits, or somebody is not usurping the benefit meant for somebody else. So there are many benefits Janadhan accounts have brought into the system.
Are there any tertiary advantages to, apart from the fact that it's empowering people, women in particular, and there is transparency in governance? There is a talk of accidental insurance and pension in this whole scheme of Pradhan Mantri Janadhan Yojana.
Of course, if you have a Janadhan account, you can take advantage and take the benefit of those various government insurance schemes, even the health insurance schemes. Now, imagine a situation where an individual gets the benefit of health insurance under the Ayushman Bharat, and where does that money come to him? Now, it is once again, it is a Janadhan account which will become an instrument or the platform where he receives the money. So, therefore, there is no doubt that there is advantage of such benefits, insurance benefits. And there is yet another advantage, which is that when there is a crisis of sorts, whether it is a man-made crisis or there is a natural crisis, take the situation of floods right now. Now, what happens is that in the flooding situation, now you suddenly realize that if all your money is kept in cash, then your access to that money at that point in time is limited.
Right.
Now, natural calamity, your money is safe in a bank, number one. And two, if you are among those 340 million people having a RuPay card, your money is there with you. You can use that money wherever you want to use it with using the RuPay card wherever you are. And number three is that if the government wants to transfer some calamity amelioration benefits to you in terms of cash, for the government it will be easier to, one, identify you and then transfer that money to your account. So there are many benefits of these things. And most importantly is the benefit of women account holders. When they open a small household unit Now, they need financial assistance from the banking system. Now, if you are having a Janadhan account and you are seen as receiving some direct benefits from the government, then the banks are also a little encouraged to look at the woman entrepreneur, a small entrepreneur, and offer financial loans or assistance to help that woman build and grow that business. So there are clearly many advantages of the Janadhan Yojana account scheme, not just in ordinary days, but also in days of crisis.
Yes, indeed. We can link it to the other schemes of the government, like the Mudra loan, where many women have taken loans from the bank, small loans, which make a lot of difference to their lives. And of course, like the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi, where the money goes into the farmer's account per year. Coming to a very basic question, who can open a Janadhan account? I mean, is there any criteria, is there any eligibility to open an account?
Any individual can go and open a bank account as a sort of a matter of right. The only requirements are that you need to have an identity proof, which is why I said that you need to have the Aadhaar identity card. And once you have that Aadhaar identity card and you can establish that you don't have any other account, which is what you have to make a simple declaration, then the account is for you to have. So bureaucratic hurdles have all been taken away. So it is quite easy to have a Janadhan account, provided you don't have any other account in the banking system.
So that you get the most marginalized sections of society into the mainstream. Mr. Bhattacharya, how is financial inclusion achieved through the Prime Minister Janadhan Yojana?
Well, you know, right now, the real issue before any developing economy like ours is to increase the coverage of the financial system to include almost the entire population of the country. So we are a country where banking system was restricted only to the urban citizens or the people who have money. Now, Janadhan accounts was an initiative to make sure that even those who are unbanked, who do not have any money to keep in the bank and open a bank account, which is why it's a zero balance account. Now, when a person without any balance in the bank account can open a bank account, then you are essentially taking the first big step in achieving financial inclusion. And the first big step is when you open the bank account and then you use that account, and along with the Aadhaar identity, you use that account for transferring the financial benefits to that account holder. Now then a virtuous cycle is created that once you start getting those direct benefits into an account, it no longer remains a zero balance account. It starts having money, which is why, as I said, that the average balance in these 500 million bank accounts is 4,076 rupees. So therefore, it takes a first important step towards achieving financial inclusion. And once the individuals start using that money and starts using the RuPay cards or making transactions, it leads to other economic benefits, like it does give a push to the pace of economic activity in the country, which is good for the whole economy. So I think it is not just a question of financial inclusion, but it also gives a push to the pace of economic activity in the country.
I think you've summed up very beautifully. And indeed, this has been a game changer. And we all know that our economy is now the fifth largest economy of the world. So it's just right that we talk about where the aam janta, the common man, has been involved at such a huge scale. Thank you very much, Mr. Bhattacharya, for talking to us.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Jan Dhan account, a revolution in banking sector. The participants were A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on Air. This program is also available on our YouTube channel News on Air Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.